clearly help to keep him on the right path, to keep him corrected all the time. It's like that cashier who's got that camera focused on him or her. So now they're very careful that we must be extra careful with the money, because there's somebody keeping an eye on us, there's somebody watching us. So a person, a student, a pupil in front of the principal is much more careful than he'll be when he's not in front of the principal. So like that, when a person has got the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's much more careful, he's much more cautious, because he knows the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can feel the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching him. So the hadith that we read yesterday in Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من خاف أدلج. That person that fears, he will leave early. Adlaj means to leave in the first part of the night, around Maghrib time. So in other words, a person, he fears that somebody is going to harm him by him leaving very late. He needs to go somewhere or he needs to return back home. So now he won't leave that journey for very late. He'll leave in the first part of the night, he won't delay it so long. So yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in other words, given as an example, a person who's fearing the journey, he takes some action. He doesn't just say, I'm fearing the journey, so therefore I'm doing nothing about it. What he does, he takes action. It propels him, that fear propels him to do something about it. So what he does is, he makes it a point of leaving early. And because of this extra precaution, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, وَمَنْ أَدْلَجَ بَلَغَ الْمَنْزِلِ. That person who now leaves early, then he will reach his home. In other words, naturally, normally you would expect a person who took the precautions, he will end up reaching his journey. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains, Allah inna sil'ata Allahi ghaliya, that know very well the commodity, the product of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very expensive. Allah inna sil'ata Allahi al-jannah, the commodity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is jannah. So here it's something for us to remember, that when a person is going through any difficulty, any hardship, remember what he's paying. He's paying, Allah Pak has mentioned, inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minin, Allah Pak has purchased from us ourselves and our lives. In what? In return for Jannah. So when a person goes through any kind of difficulty, this person should think that I'm purchasing Jannah with this. So therefore he'll feel it easy to pay. In other words, a person is paying a few thousand rand for an air ticket, he knows he's paying for something that is valuable, therefore he's prepared to pay that amount. Or he's buying some gold, he'll be prepared to pay that amount, he knows he's getting something valuable for it, not that he's getting nothing for it, so therefore he's prepared to pay. So therefore when a person goes through difficulties, immediately he should tell himself that Jannah is not cheap. I have to pay something. So yeah, Allah Pak is taking some price for me. Then he won't feel it hard to give, because he knows he's getting something in exchange. Once Hazrat Mulan Abdul Rahman Sahab, who's one of the Ustaz of Hadith in Raiwind, so we were in Nigeria for the Ijtima there. So as he was walking, it was a concrete floor. I still remember, concrete floor, and there was novilon on the floor. And he walked and he slipped and he fell very hard. So I ran to assist him, to pick him up, but immediately he jumped up and he started just wiping himself. And one statement came out of his mouth. He says, "Koi baat guna maaf hota hai." There's no problem. Allah Pak is using this to forgive our sins. In other words, they had the people, these pious people, they have that goal in front, that manzil, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is speaking, that destination. They got the destination of Jannah in front. Now whatever comes in that destination, it becomes very easy for them. A quick example our Ustad mentions to us, it's like a person who's told that you are going from here to Cape Town. And in Cape Town you're going to have the best resort to stay in, the best amenities, the best comforts, everything you can dream of, you're going to get it. And you're going to stay there forever. So, but the only issue is, from here till there, you have to go through a very hard journey. You'll have a very old car, you'll have very difficult conditions, some part of it you'll have to walk, and some part of it you might even have no shoes to wear, you'll have scrubby clothes, you won't have any food on the way, but once you get there, everything is sorted out for you. So he says that every step of the way, this person's enjoyment increases and increases and increases, because now his focus is the place where he's going to in Cape Town. The destination of the journey doesn't matter to him too much, because he knows what his way is going to get and how he's going to reach. And on the other hand, another person is told that you're also going to go to Cape Town, but the problem is they're going to put you on Robben Island, and you're going to go in prison there, and the conditions are very heavy, and the food is very difficult, and your living conditions are extremely difficult, and it's possibility of you getting very sick and very ill, and they'll torture you there also. So much of difficulty. But what we'll do for you is, the journey will put you first class. You'll have the best of people serving you. You'll have the best of food on the plane, the best of comforts, whatever you want on the aeroplane, you'll get it. First class journey you'll have. He says every step of the way, every minute of the way, this person's anxiety will increase. Despite him having the first class journey with all the amenities, everything at his service. Why? Because thinking about the destination where he's going to. So therefore this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that let your mind be on the destination, everything in between, Allah Pak will make it easy for you because your mind is now on the place where you are going to. So this hadith in Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yaqul yuhshara an-nasu yawm al-qiyamati hufatan uratan ghurnan. And Aisha radiallahu anha mentioned that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that people will be resurrected on the day of qiyamah hufatan barefeet. In other words, they'll have no shoes at all. The condition will be like how they were born, exactly like how they were born. Hufatan, nobody came with shoes. Uratan, a person will be completely naked. Nobody was born with clothes. Ghurlan, uncircumcised. Nobody was born circumcised. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioning to us, he'll be, person will be raised up on that day exactly like how he was born. Nothing. Qultu, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, she expressed surprise. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الرجال والنساء جميعا ينظر بعضهم إلى بعض. Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you mean men and women are going to be together on the day of Qiyamah like that? That they're going to be unclothed, barefeet, uncircumcised. So she was worried. In other words, she was thinking that they'll be able to see each other. Can you imagine what level of haya they must have had? That the first concern that came to her mind is that what will happen if somebody can see us? Or what will happen if we're able to see somebody? Is that haya was so overwhelming on her that this was the first thing that she thought of. What about the people looking at each other if everyone is going to be naked? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, قَالَ يَا عَيْشَا الْأَمْرُ أَشَدُّ مِنْ أَيُّهِمَّهُمْ ذَلِكَ. Oh Aisha radiallahu anh, Nabi alayhi salam told her that the matter on Qiyamah day will be so severe that it will be much more severe than people worrying about looking at each other. In other words, when a person is overcome by anxiety, concern, worry, sometimes you'll find he'll be seeing things but he won't see something. People will be talking to him but he won't hear. Sometimes he might be reading something but he doesn't know what he's reading because his mind is somewhere else. His focus is on that problem that he is. So on the day of Qiyamah, everyone will be in such a problem, they won't even have time or they won't even have that concern. They won't even have that consciousness to look at each other. It will be so severe. So this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is trying to explain to us by this hadith. Every person will be in his own world. No time to look at each other despite people not having any clothes, not having any shoes and coming in that condition just as they were born. So this brings to the end this chapter on the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us his true fear so that this can help us and it can guide us to the correct path and help us to save us from sins and helping us to focus on the journey that is ahead and that destination that we are reaching so that everything in between becomes easy for us. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.